And Thomas, what you want to talk to me about?
Are you ready for a surprise?
I'm ready. I hope so. No one can ever be ready for a surprise, incidentally. That's a trick question. But
well, when I give you the surprise, I'll have a word about Chuck Berry.
Go ahead.
Okay, the surprise is you blink about 25 times every minute.
Okay.
Each blink takes about 1/5 of a second.
Okay.
Therefore...
That's 5 seconds.
If you take a 10-hour automobile trip, averaging 40 miles per hour, you will drive 20 miles with your eyes closed.
Okay.
There's a lot of difference between necessary blinking and unnecessary blindness.
Because you're going to give me...
How do you like that for a little bit of insight?
Yeah, it's an interesting insight. You're saying, I mean, let me make sure I get the facts right. I want to double check this, but 1/5 of a second to blink, right? That's how long it takes.
Yeah, about 1/5 of a second.
And you're telling me you do it 25 times a minute?
About 25 times a minute.
So that means 5 seconds every 60 seconds. Your eyes are closed. That seems high to me. That would be 1/12 of the time your eyes are actually closed due to blinking.
But nevertheless,
that seems high.
Nevertheless, you drive a certain amount of miles with your eyes closed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that would be true.
And so those without insight dwell mainly in the realm of the obvious.
Actually, reminds me of a joke. Okay.
Okay. And on Chuck Berry.
You're not going to let me tell my joke?
Well, go ahead.
I think that's not fair.
I want to hear it.
Yeah. But the guy who said... that he wanted to die, not in some horrible way, but basically die peacefully in his sleep. You know, not in horrible pain like the 25 passengers on, never mind, I screwed up the joke, forget it, I'm done. That makes me mad. I gotta work on this joke, I gotta
Don't
work on this story.
Don't be angry, yeah. Fret not.
He said, I would like to die peacefully in my sleep.
Okay.
Like my uncle, the bus driver, and not like the 25 passengers who were screaming on the bus he was driving.
You know, I heard that one once before.
Thank you. That...
I forget where I got it,
yeah.
But I heard that one.
It's a good joke, but I botched it up, so it doesn't count. Oh,
okay.
Well. Not ready for prime time yet.
The broad jump in Mexico City?
Yeah.
Did they measure that in the metro system?
Yeah, it was measured, or it was broadcast or whatever, published or put up on the board initially in metric, in meters, 8.90 meters.
Yeah, well, he got that out of his system with that long jump.
Yeah.
And has that been beaten since then?
Yes, it has, 1991.
Okay, now let's go back to Chuck Berry. You said he was 79?
He's 79 today.
79, mm-hmm. So am I. Now, you talked about Chuck Berry, like you really, really, really like that band.
I like his music. I never met the man, but I like the music.
Yeah. Let me say this to you. You don't have to answer quickly.
Okay.
You can pause if you want. Would you die for him?
Nah. Probably not.
You know,
I might die for the music, I suppose.
Somebody did for you?
Okay.
Do you know who it was?
You're going to tell me. You're going to tell me it was Jesus of Nazareth.
So you got that right.
Yeah, I think I'd rather not have a theological discussion over Chuck Berry, but, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I hear what you're saying. So.
I don't know what ruined the culture in this country more.
This means that Jesus of Nazareth has done something I would not do, which is die for Chuck Berry. Appreciate the call.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Take care.
Yeah.